Have you ever dreamed of one day owning your own business, but just don't know where to begin? Then you've tuned into the right show. On All Things Franchising, you will hear from top national franchisers, successful franchisees, attorneys, CPAs, and others who support this fast-growing business model. So grab a cup of coffee and pen and notepad, because you will want to capture the invaluable information you hear on today's show. And now, here is your host, Linda Ballesteros.
Hey folks, welcome to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros. I'm your host today. Thanks so much for joining me. As I always say, I'm always honored when you spend some time out of your busy day and your precious time to spend that with me. So today we're going to be talking about the outsourcing of the accounting, the finance piece for small business owners. Recently read an article that went like this. If you're like many small business owners, accounting and finance can prove to be a challenging part of running your business. That is why 70% of small businesses outsource tax preparation, 50% outsource payroll. Only 42% of small businesses have a CFO or a controller. And only 40% of small business owners feel they are knowledgeable about accounting and finance. So that means 60% of the small business owners out there are just winging it. And that may be one of the reasons that there is such a high failure rate in small businesses. So today, my guest is Jeff Provost. He's with SmartBooks. Jeff is the Chief Operating Officer, Outsourced Finance, Accounting, Payroll, HR, and Tax Services to Franchisees and Small Business Owners. He's worked with many types of businesses, from startup to Fortune 100 companies and everything in between. He especially loves being able to work directly with small businesses to help them run a healthy business. Help me in welcoming Jeff to the show. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hi, Linda. Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here today.
Well, I'm excited to have you because this is an area that I believe most people, when they get ready to go into business for themselves, whether it's franchising or whether it is starting their own small business to sell their widget, I think this is probably way down the list of things they address at the very beginning, which it should be just the opposite. So before we get started, Jeff, tell me a little bit about your background and how you connected with SmartBooks.
Absolutely. And just to comment on that last piece too. So, you know, no one goes into business to say, oh, I want to do my own books. I want to deal with payroll and tax compliance. You know, you go into business to do what you love. And thankfully, SmartBooks went into business to help you with those things. And that's what we love. So
lovely.
So that's kind of how I joined up with SmartBooks. So I joined about 2 years ago. SmartBooks has actually been around for 11 years. But as Linda mentioned in kind of the intro, I've worked in a variety of different industries, a variety of different, you know, size companies, from publicly traded companies to small startups, and been through a number of acquisitions and integrations and things like that. And one of the things that attracted me to SmartBooks was the small business focus. So I love, really, truly love working with small business owners and, you know, helping them figure out how to run a healthy business and, you know, how to take care of all the stuff that they don't want to take care of so that they can, you know, focus on growing and scaling their business and improving their profitability and things like that. So that's our mission. And that's really what attracted me to SmartBooks to begin with.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about small business, Jeff, what is that?
So we really, there's a lot of definitions of, you know, small and medium-sized businesses out there. I think if you ask any business owner, you know, they may have a different definition and whatever. So I really think of small business, and we kind of categorize and classify small business as anything less than $10 million in either revenue or operating expense. That's everything from a brand new franchisee that is, you know, ready to sign their lease and on a path to open, and they're pre-revenue, up to, you know, companies that have been around for years and you know, are you know, continuing to chug along and do great things, but not necessarily growing into a $20 million company or something like that.
Mm-hmm. So when you get, when you start working with a franchise, at what point is the best time to bring SmartBooks into the picture?
We've actually had a lot of success and traction with some of the emerging franchise brands that are really kind of defining and developing their whole franchise model, right? So, you know, thinking about how can they best support their franchisees, how can they make sure that they've got all of the right players in place that can help them with their finance and accounting and payroll and tax and help them with, you know, marketing and sales and things like that. So, you know, we've had a lot of success with these emerging brands in being able to kind of get in early. And the benefit to that is they can, you know, have a little bit more influence over the consistency of the financials across the franchise network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, with more established brands, where we can really add value is in kind of the change management aspects of things and ensuring consistency in their financial management across the network. So making sure that they're, you know, comparing apples to apples, that that's the each franchisee has the same type of accounting treatment for their books, so that they know that when they're looking at the net profit margin for location A versus location B, that they can have confidence that it's consistent.
So it sounds to me, what you're describing, that sounds to me like you're partnering with the franchisors to offer that consistent accounting platform, for lack of a better word, to each of their franchisees. Is that right?
Yep, that's absolutely correct. So we really strive to be more than just a vendor, and you know, we really look to be a partner and to be an extension of our clients' teams, whether that be a franchisor or a franchisee. And so, you know, we definitely are looking for ways that we can add value, that we can kind of bring a level of experience and credibility to the table to help them get these different pieces implemented properly and everything. So, yes, that's very much what we strive for.
So one of the services that you offer that I mentioned at the top of the show is HR. So as you're helping these franchisors, do you help them with HR manuals? Because that's another area that generally small business owners, they just don't really get it right the first time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, again, thinking about franchisees in particular. So many mm-hmm. of the franchisees that we work with have had a very successful corporate business career. So,
right.
you know, coming out of industry and running, you know, multi-million, sometimes billion-dollar, you know, business units within a large organization, and now they're opening up, you know, maybe they've got a license for multiple units or whatever, but they're opening up a couple of units of their own. And now they have to worry about things like payroll and compliance,
uh-huh.
and am I collecting and remitting the appropriate you know, taxes here, and do I have the right posters in my break room and employee
uh-huh.
manuals and all of these things. And so that's where, back to the partnership, that's where we really strive to deliver, you know, all of the pieces that you would expect a medium-sized business to have in the way of a finance department. We strive to deliver on that outsourced fractional basis for small businesses. So, you know,
uh-huh.
we can go in, and we've got Society of Human Resource Management certified HR professionals. So we can help you build out your employee handbook. We can help you make sure that you're, you know, setting up all of your state and local jurisdiction registrations properly. We can help you, you know, implement a payroll system and get things configured. We can even, if you don't want to touch it at all, we can kind of do a full managed service payroll for you.
Mm-hmm.
So really we strive to, again, deliver all of those pieces that, you know, the resources that a larger organization has access to, we can do that on a part-time fractional basis. So again, we can come in and set this stuff up. And then if you're comfortable just kind of owning that and running it on your own, then great, all the power to you. And we're behind the scenes as kind of a safety net for you. If you need help, if you have questions, you know, you're on a path, you've hired a bunch of people, things are going great. And then all of a sudden, you have to terminate someone. Well, what do I do? What do I need to worry about? How do I, you know, how do I process this? And what do I need to think about, you know, from a compliance or a legal standpoint? And we don't give legal advice, but we can definitely help you from that kind of HR perspective. We can help with, you know, all of the right agreements and letters and, you know, be that, you know, neutral third party that sits in on the difficult conversation and all of that stuff. So those are the things that we find franchisees really love and appreciate.
Just knowing that that's in their hip pocket, so to speak, and they don't have to be an expert with around HR. So Jeff, when you're describing this, it almost sounds like it's a consultant role as well.
Yeah, and again, we really seek in each of our separate areas. So, and I haven't really talked too much about, you know, SmartBooks in particular, but, you know, we think of things in terms of, you know, finance and accounting, payroll and HR, and then tax. And so in each of those, you know, practices, we have, you know, really senior level people that kind of run each of those practices and have all of the pedigree and the you know, the certifications and things like that. So again, payroll, HR, you know, Society of Human Resource Management certified folks and certified payroll processors and, you know, up to date on all the latest and greatest technology and process and all of that stuff. And so, you know, we do a lot of the behind the scenes back office work, but because we work with so many different types of businesses, we get to see a lot of things. So we can really kind of serve in that advisory capacity, and we can, you know, give them the, you know, here's the best practices, here's what we see, you know, folks like you are doing, or you should think about, or you should plan for next year. And, or even, you know, oftentimes we'll have clients that'll come to us and they'll ask us to do something. And we say, you know what, that actually doesn't make sense for you right now. Like, I understand where you're coming from. And as much as I would love to take your money and do this, it doesn't make sense for you and your business right now. And so, again, that's back to that partnership and, you know, trying to be more than just a vendor that's just going to, you know, tick some boxes and deliver for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you limited to certain states that you can practice in, or does it matter?
No. So actually SmartBooks has been around for 11 years, and we started as, and continue to this day, as a remote culture and company. So our team is located throughout the U.S. Our headquarters is in Massachusetts. I'm in Massachusetts. There's a number of us that are in kind of New England, but we've got people all throughout the country. And so pre-pandemic, there were times when being remote was a detriment, right? And, you know, you're used to, you know, needing someone, wanting someone to come into the office to do this or that or whatever. And now that's really proven to be a strength of ours. So we already know, we didn't have to figure out how to do this work in a different way. We've been doing it for years. So we've got all of the tools, we've got all the technology, we've got all the process that's geared towards being able to do this remote. And so, you know, we work with clients, you know, probably not in all 50 states, but there's no reason that we can't. And, you know, we work with clients across the country. And that's one of the things that, you know, that kind of endeared us to really kind of focus our efforts on the franchise world, is that remote nature of having, you know, franchisees that are spread throughout the country and, you know, working with a franchisor in a system that is most likely centralized in some way, if not, you know, regionally, then maybe, you know, nationally and whatever. So our ability to kind of work and scale up very quickly and work with clients across the country really is one of the things that kind of endeared us to the franchise world.
So when you're working with franchisors, do you see maybe common issues that they struggle with, and how do you help them with that?
Yeah, so one of the things that we hear, you know, specifically when we're talking about kind of the back office operations, and more often than not, we talk about finance and accounting with franchisors, because that seems to be where the biggest pain point is. And obviously, every franchise system is going to have visibility into the revenue, right? So they're going to, you know, need and want to be able to calculate their royalties and everything. And so, you know, everything in FDDs and everywhere, it's always about the revenue, but it's really not about, you know, the profitability of their franchisees, even though the best systems recognize that and, you know the importance of that, right, as happy franchisees that are achieving their goals and making the money that they want to make, and that's going to help them sell more units and all of those things, right? But everything is geared towards revenue. And so one of the problems that, you know, the franchisors, you know, will commonly kind of articulate to us is that they really struggle with, you know, how to provide the right level of support to their franchisees on their finance and accounting. How, you know, how much can they kind of, you know, dictate and enforce versus, you know, kind of suggest, right? Because they can't really control every aspect of it in terms of how they keep their books and whatever. And if they want to put that new F-250 truck through their business, you know, who am I to tell them not to, right? And so, you know, how can we as a franchisor and as a system kind of, you know, provide the right level of, you know, kind of oversight and guidance, and then, you know, make sure that we've got some consistency across the network as we, you know, look to help our franchisees improve profitability and all that stuff. So that's one of the most common things that we hear and talk about. And the way that presents itself with the franchisees is, you know, many of them have to manually submit their financials. They have to, you know, download a profit and loss statement, you know, once a quarter or once a month, and they have to send it to someone, and then someone has to process it and look at it and whatever. And, or, you know, maybe they have some other, you know, reporting tool where they're kind of doing all this mapping, and then they have to, you know, they have to kind of change and map this particular, you know, franchisee over to this category and whatever. So the lack of consistency across the network, and then the manual nature of really getting the deeper financial insights beyond revenue is a real challenge. So one of the ways that we solve for that is we seek to, you know, simplify, streamline, you know, kind of enforce a standard to use a kind of a accounting term to standardize the chart of accounts to, you know, make sure that everyone is kind of categorizing things and looking at things from the same perspective. We've developed our own software tool that sits on top of QuickBooks, our, you know, preferred accounting system that we use. And the tool is called SmartBooks Genie, where we can actually connect up to all of these different franchisees. We can, you know, kind of look at the financials kind of across the network. We can look at them by geography and other attributes and really get some great insight into the true financial health of the franchisees, as opposed to all of the manual processes that, you know, they previously had.
And, you know, what you're describing is great for the franchisor, but to be honest, it's even better for the franchisee, because if they're having to manually generate these reports, then at some point they may wonder, well, what did I buy into? Because they're buying the system. And if the system isn't streamlined, if they're still having to maintain and track data in Excel, then what is it that the franchisor is delivering? So for you guys to create something that really does streamline that and allows the franchisee to do what they purchased the business for, and that was to just make money. That is great, and it lets them know franchisor is looking out for them.
Yep, absolutely. And again, and that's another thing that kind of endeared us to the franchise world. So we're not interested in the one-time project where, yeah, we can make a little bit of money, but then we move on to the next one, right? We really want long-term relationships. And you know, in the franchise world, you're entering into a, you know, sometimes 10-year or more, you know, agreements, right? And so they've got a vested interest in making sure that their franchisees have all the tools to be successful. And we strive to be, you know, a part of that toolbox. It isn't all about finance and accounting, obviously, but, you know, let's at least tick that part off and make sure that we've got good, you know, partner support there, and then enable them to focus on the other things, like, again, growing and scaling their business. So,
right. And clearly, the SmartBooks Genie is scalable, because that's what you would want. You would want it to be flexible enough that you can add more locations.
Yep, absolutely. So the software is very scalable. And then our team. So, you know, the biggest part of what we bring is people. We bring people that, you know, that, again, go to school for this, that have been trained in this, been doing this for, you know, decades, have all the, you know, the latest and greatest tools and technology and all that stuff, right? And so our people are actually very scalable too. And we've been at this a long time. We know how to hire people. We know how to train them. We know how to teach them the SmartBooks way, and to, you know, make sure that we've got all the right pieces in place to be able to really kind of scale with our partners.
Yeah, nice. Jeff, we need to take a quick commercial break, but I love stories. Do you happen to have any stories you could share with us when we come back?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, folks, stay with us. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more from Jeff Provost.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
Are you dreaming of owning your own business but just don't know where to begin? The wait is now over. Linda Ballesteros is a catalyst to becoming a business owner through franchising. Whether you are looking to create a living that will allow you to leave corporate America, change your lifestyle, allowing you to enjoy the fun things in life, or if you're looking to build a legacy that will support your family for years to come, contact Linda today to start the process of being your own boss. Linda at empowerfranchiseconsulting.com, 832-640-4922.
Welcome back to All Things Franchising. This is Linda Ballesteros, and my guest today is Jeff Provost with SmartBooks. And Jeff, when we broke for commercial break, I asked if you happen to have some stories for us.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share a story. And it actually kind of builds on something that I mentioned earlier. So we've actually got a recent franchisee who, again, is coming out of a very successful corporate business career, and was running a, you know, a hundreds of million dollar business unit within a larger organization. And now he's, you know, running three local stores of his own under an emerging franchise brand. And so he engaged us to help with payroll and HR, and also with tax, to help him make sure he's got the right entity structure set up, to make sure that he's got all of the right things in place from a compliance perspective and everything. And so we're doing the full service: bookkeeping, accounting, payroll, HR, tax, everything. And then he came to us one day and he said, "Hey, I'm really struggling. I need to figure out how to get benefits for all my full-time employees, and I wasn't really, you know, thinking about that. Do you have anyone that you could recommend?" And so this is just, again, back to the partnership, not just a vendor thing. So we don't do benefits brokerage or anything like that, but, you know, we know a lot. And so we made an introduction. We kind of did the warm handoff with one of our trusted advisors that helps us and a number of our clients out with their, you know, health and medical and 401k and all those different pieces. And he was absolutely thrilled that we could solve that problem for him immediately. He didn't have to worry about it anymore. He thought he was going to have to spend a ton of time, you know, networking and finding someone and figuring all this out. And instead, he made one call to us, and we made an intro, and all of his problems went away. So again, we that's back to partners, not just vendors, right? And you know, just another way that we've been able to strive to add value for our partners.
Sure, and that's also a perfect example of someone coming out of corporate, having maybe a VP or an SVP position in corporate, but they don't know all the moving pieces with a small business, owning a small business, and but they still want to operate and offer the things that they were used to getting in corporate. So to have someone like you that is their go-to person, that really makes a lot of sense because you already know them.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's exactly it. And, you know, so and he was the first to say, look, I used to have a whole HR department that I could just go to and they would solve these things for me. And now that I'm on my own, like, what do I do? Where do I go? They're looking to me for these answers. And I know that these things exist, but now I'm accountable for you know, figuring this stuff out for my people. And so that's And then the other thing I'd say is, and this is, you know, not just with franchisees or franchising, but I can't tell you how many times I've been at a conference or talking with a client or a prospect, and they'll literally secretly confide in me and say, I have no idea what I'm doing when it comes to all of this stuff. Like, again, back to the point, I went into business because I want to do this thing. I want to, you know, provide this service, sell this product, whatever. I didn't go into business to deal with all this other stuff, right? And so there's so many that, you know, it's you know, frankly, sometimes it's amazing that they've been able to build such a successful business with not a, a ton of financial acumen or whatever. But it, it happens all the time, and that's where we're able to really, you know, shine and add a lot of value. And then the other part I'd say is, you know, you've also got the curse of knowledge where, you know, I took some finance and accounting courses in college, so therefore I'm capable of, you know, doing all this stuff on my own. And yes, you probably are capable, but are you really up to date on all the latest and greatest? And would you your time be better spent on doing this thing or actually, you know, going and making a couple more sales calls or, you know, doing some networking or, you know, some more recruiting or something else. You know what I mean? So there is an element of, yes, you might have the capabilities to do this, but is that really the best use of your time?
Yeah, most definitely. Jeff, if somebody's listening right now, whether they're a franchisor, franchisee, or a small business owner, and they think, I think Jeff's my guy, how would they get in touch with you? How would they find out more information about SmartBooks?
Absolutely. So you can just go to smartbooks.com. We've got a whole bunch of resources and information available on our website. You can also just email me directly. It's just jprovost, J-P-R-O-V-O-S-T, at smartbooks.com. And always happy to talk with really anybody who's interested in, you know, partnering, learning more about what we do, you know, has questions about their own particular situation. So always happy to talk.
Wonderful. Jeff, we're down to those final three questions. The first one is, if there is someone listening who's considering purchasing a franchise, what would you suggest they do to prepare for the process?
Absolutely. So I, you know, personally, and I shared this with you, Linda, before our call too. So I've started investigating franchise opportunities as a prospective franchisee myself, and one of the first things I did was I made the decision to work with a business broker, you know, a franchise broker, and that was probably one of the best decisions because there is a ton of information out there about franchises, and you can learn a lot in whatever, but there's also a lot of misinformation. So to have that trusted partner that you can kind of work with to help educate you on, you know, here's what you should consider, here's the steps in the process, here's the questions you may want to ask, and all that stuff is absolutely invaluable from my perspective. Not to mention, there's so many franchise opportunities out there that it can be overwhelming. And how do you determine which ones are the quote-unquote good ones from the ones that aren't so great and whatever? And I feel like brokers are really, really good at kind of, you know, reading the tea leaves and you know, also just working with so many different candidates that they know which ones are good and which ones don't necessarily have the best reputation. So I definitely think that that's a great step for anyone who's thinking about franchise, you know, becoming a franchisee, is to find themselves a good broker.
Mm-hmm. And there's also trends involved as well. Don't you see that trends play a big factor in this?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right now there's tons of, like, you know, senior care and a lot of the home services and a lot of these things that, you know, obviously with an aging population and in the country, there's some terrific opportunities there. Even with the pandemic, with everyone being home and, like, and maybe having, you know, looking at that gutter that's overflowing and, you know, thinking about, you know, having to redo their gutters or, you know, all these different projects and whatever. So I feel like, you know, and again, the brokers know this stuff too and can help you, you know, figure out, okay, yeah, this is this particular vertical, this particular, you know, industry, whatever is really, you know, it's going places. Right. And so there's a lot of value there. The other thing that I would actually say in terms of preparing for the process is just really think about what's important to you. So I know for me, as I mentioned, I'm looking at, you know, becoming a franchisee of my own, but I love my job. I'm not looking to buy myself a new job. So I'm not looking to be an owner operator. I'm looking for more, you know, semi-passive, semi-absentee type opportunities. Right. And so, you know, think about what's important to you. And then, you know, once you figure that out in terms of, you know, how do you, what kind of role do you want to play in here? Then, you know, start to think about, okay, well, if I'm going to be an owner operator, then probably want to be an industry that I'm really passionate about. But if I'm looking for just semi-passive, then maybe I want to look at things through more of an investment perspective as opposed to whether or not I'm personally aligned with kind of the mission of this system and whatever. So, you know, really kind of do that introspective, you know, thought process in terms of what's important to you, you know, what type of role do you want to play? And then, and only then should you start thinking about industries and which specific systems and things like that.
Sure. Absolutely. Really good points there. So the second question is, what are two traits that make a successful franchisee?
Yeah, this one was a good one, and I definitely you know, had to do some thinking about it. I think it comes down to two things for me in terms of when I look at, you know, really successful franchisees. These are the two things that I see the most, I feel. So the first one being courage, and the second is perseverance. So courage in the sense of it takes courage to invest in yourself. It takes courage to either write that check or to sign up for that SBA loan and to make that decision to kind of go all in with a system and to really invest in your own business and, you know, building equity for yourself and all of those things. That takes courage. And then, you know, once you have taken that initial step and then you start actually having to operate this thing, it takes courage to try to figure out what do I need to do and how do I, again, if I look through the lens of SmartBooks, you know, I've got to learn about payroll and HR and, you know, and my finances, and I've got to worry about tax and what type of entity structure. I've never had to worry about any of this stuff before or even know that some of these things exist. And so it takes courage to learn that, and then also to try to find that trusted partner who, you know, who you can rely on to take care of some of these things for you. So that all takes courage. And then the second piece is really around perseverance. So it's inevitable. There's going to be many, many, many challenges along your journey to business ownership. And, you know, and so you've got to just kind of, again, if you start with why you're doing this to begin with and kind of keep your eye on the prize, so to speak, and then you're just going to have to persevere and, you know, figure out how to navigate through these different challenges and changes and, you know, do everything you can to be successful. So those two traits, when, you know, I see those, that combination, you know, people are almost always wildly successful.
Absolutely. I've always said that this owning your own business, whether it's a franchise or whether you start it up from scratch, it is not for the faint at heart. It is extremely challenging, but even more rewarding. So, you know, I, as a broker and as a life coach, business coach, I prepare them for that right up front. Know that there are going to be some really tough days, and you're going to wonder, what did I do?
Yeah. And it's funny because when you look back on those tough days too, like in the moment, it feels insurmountable. You question, why am I doing this? Why is this even worth it? What's the point? And whatever. But then, you know, once you're through it and then you look back on it, like some of the hardest things that I've had to, you know, deal with throughout my career end up being the times where I learn the most. And so in the moment, it's horrible, but when you've got the benefit of time and perspective, you can look back on it and say, oh, wow, you know, that's why I did all this stuff. That's why I put in all those hours. That's why I, you know, made this bet, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So the final question here, Jeff, is what does the future of franchising look like?
That is a fantastic question. So my crystal ball is in the shop, so I can't tell you exactly what's going to happen. But, you know, I do think that, I mean, if 2020 is indication of anything, right, it's that, you know, people are I think, flooding into the franchise business model, into this space. You know, there's so many opportunities. There's so many, you know, so many different types of models and industries that are cropping up and everything. So I think we're just going to continue to see a lot of expansion and investment into franchising. I know I follow the IFA and some of the government relations. I know we've got a lot of really smart people at the government level that are, you know, trying to do things to improve the franchise rule and you know, make franchising a great place to be. So I think there's just going to be more people. I think there's going to be more focus and attention on making this world more successful.
Absolutely. So, Jeff, one more time, if someone's listening and they would like more information about SmartBooks, how would they do that?
Yep, absolutely. SmartBooks.com, SmartBooks.com. And you can also email me directly. It's jprovost@smartbooks.com.
Wonderful. Jeff, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and I look forward to watching you guys because you've got a great business model helping those new franchisors and franchisees to build a, as you put it, a healthier business. I love that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, Linda. I really appreciate it and look forward to continuing the conversations with you as well. So have a great rest of your day.
Very good. You too. So folks, outsourcing is one of those things that it used to be only the big companies or those companies that were making a lot of money, they could consider outsourcing. That's no longer true. What outsourcing does is it provides you the ability to get and the time to get out and do what you love to do. And that's your widget, whatever that widget is. So I'm going to leave you with this quote. Master your strengths. Outsource your weaknesses. That's a quote by Ryan Kahn. Again, folks, thanks so much for being with me today on All Things Franchising, and we'll see you next time.
Another great episode of All Things Franchising is now in the books. You can listen to past shows by following All Things Franchising on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure not to miss us next time when we bring you a brand new episode of All Things Franchising.